Hillary Clinton and Madeleine Albright founded the NGO Vital Voices in 1999 to nurture women into leadership positions. Leaders themselves, the two women, were not finding enough other female leaders. Elise Nelson is the chief executive officer of Vital Voices Global Partnership. She came to Seattle to open a Northwest office. One of the board members came with her, award-winning actress Sally Field. 20 years ago, Clinton and Albright ran into a lot of negative thinking about women in power. I asked Elise Nelson and Sally Field if they've seen a change.
Certainly, yeah. And I think, you know, back in those days, it was very much about women's rights. We sort of spoke in that language of fairness. And then I think it moved as we gained more research and support that said, no, actually, women are a vibrant part of the economy, and no country can possibly expect to succeed if half the population, more than half, are left behind, if you don't educate girls and employ women and give them those rights and opportunities. But what we're trying to do is kind of push to that next stage where it's not just about women as a number to be tapped in the economy, but to say, you know something, women are a different kind of number. And it's okay to say that we're different. You know, different but equal, and that difference is really needed in our world today. I mean, you look around the world and you see countries trying to recover from economic crisis. You see, you know, this divide between the haves and the have-nots, and you need the kind of leadership that's going to pull people together. I do think that women bring that to the world, and I feel like I have seen it time and time
again.
You
really do. You don't look at the leaders in developed and developing countries who followed the paths of cutting social benefits or leading nations into war and say, oh, well, people are people, no matter their gender.
I think that women more often than not will lead in this way. That's what I've seen around the world. I mean, working with thousands of women, I feel like I have a pretty good sample set. But can I say every single woman leads in this way? No. But I think that if we can get more women to the decision-making table, we can certainly make the world more than 50% better. Because the thing that I see women do is that when they gain power and opportunity, they look about who they can share it with. Who can they empower? Who can they mentor? I think they understand something very fundamental, that power really does expand the moment it's shared. And to me, that's what makes someone a great leader, is to go after power to empower other people.
But you see, what Vital Voices, it does this very unique thing, and that is that they identify potential leaders, not just that leaders who are going to, you know, potentially run the country, but women who are leaders on a social level, on a human rights level. They're individuals, one at a time. Sunetha from India, Hyderabad,
yeah,
in India. For instance, this is one woman. She created an organization that's very powerful now that goes in and rescues women and children out of brothels, gives them a safe haven and an education, also gives an education to the children of prostitutes. Now, trafficking in human beings is the third most lucrative criminal enterprise on earth. So Sunetha is very, very much in danger. She has been beaten up 14 times. She's tiny. She's tiny, tiny little dynamo of a woman. They would really like to eliminate her. But Vital Voices has supported her for years, has mentored her, has trained her in every way and given her confidence. And more than that, has given her awareness, has made her visible. So she's harder to kill.
Hollywood has a huge impact on the world. Have you seen a change in the way women are portrayed or women are working in Hollywood that takes us to the issues you're talking about in terms of empowerment, respect?
No. 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 Probably Hollywood will be the last. We need Elise to go over there and work on Hollywood next. No, Hollywood is going backwards as far as I'm concerned. Actually.
Going backwards?
Yeah. There's probably less women on the screen right now, but that is a whole different ball of wax here because it's all about money. It's all about the fact that comic books make a lot of money on a global level. You know, they almost don't need to be translated into other languages. They're universally understood by every 14-year-old boy all over the planet. But are they on the walking point on this? No. Hollywood is in a very dormant time right now, I think, creatively. Very dormant.
I thought you were going to tell me I'm going to lead the way. I'm not going to do any movies that insult women or anything like that.
I hope I have never done a movie that insulted women. I don't think I would want to do a movie that insulted women. I would be offended to read a movie like that. I've never been offered a movie like that. I think they'd be afraid to offer me a movie like that.
Because you'd say no.
Of course I would say no, and I would probably go over there and hit them, be violent on them. But no, Hollywood is not going to be the one to walk point. Now, that being said, there will be every now and again one tiny little independent movie that's made about women or a documentary that somehow is really about the human condition. But that person, whoever produced it and made it, took years and years and years of blood, sweat, and tears to get it made and seen by a very small audience. It doesn't matter. I don't think we're looking for Hollywood to be the
leading
door.
They're
here.
Not the leader.
They are not.
This is a ground up effort.
This is. They are not leading anything. I don't think right now. Sorry, Hollywood. That's my feeling.
I think corporations around the world are playing a really important role.
Really, yeah.
You know, you look at a company like Walmart, for example. Maybe they don't have the best reputation, but you know what they're doing around the world? They have decided we are going to double the spend on buying products and services from women-owned businesses. So that not only helps women entrepreneurs grow their businesses and, you know, obviously hire more employees, support their families and communities, but what it also does is it changes the way that people see women. Because all of a sudden now, you know, these large corporations and their huge supply chains value women, want to buy from women. It just changes the way people think. And that's, in my mind, I've been working on these issues for 2 decades. The greatest unfinished business is changing people's mindsets. The way that women are valued, whether it's in Hollywood or, you know, whether it's in New York City, it's just changing the way that people see and value women. I mean, why is it in this world, in this day and age, we still allow violence against women? 1 in 3 women in their lifetime will be a victim of gender-based violence. I mean, it holds all of us back, but somehow we let it continue. And so, you know, I think it's getting many messengers out there, and I think corporations right now are a great messenger to get that word out that women are valuable.
Sally Field is an award-winning actress and Emmy-nominated, Emmy-winning, Oscar-winning. How did you get involved in Vital Voices? Do you consider yourself a leader of women?
No.
Why not?
How much time have you got? probably for a lot of reasons. But what I am is someone who has become very successful in the arena that I chose to be in. And if I can give any kind of awareness to some place that I feel is the most important issue of our time, and Vital Voices being the most important organization, NGO, that identifies and invests in, trains and empowers and then puts back in the community these leaders, the women who are leaders in entrepreneurial ways, social entrepreneurial ways, in business, and even in governmental ways, then I felt that that's what I needed to do. I, too, was at the Beijing Women's Conference. I went with my then 23-year-old son, and we had gone to the villages in Nepal before that to see the work done by another organization, a very valuable organization, before Vital Voices was founded, to see what work they were doing with the women and with the children in the villages in Nepal. And then I went to the Beijing Women's Conference where I was to speak. And I was so deeply affected by what I saw at the conference and what I saw in the villages of Nepal. And not only was I affected, but I think what affected me more deeply and has remained you know, just a shining spot in my heart, is how it affected my son. I watched him listen to these women from all over the globe of varying ages, very young and very old, all sizes and shapes and from different countries. And he listened to the women speak about their desire to have these fundamental things that he thought fundamental, an education, the right for economic freedom, the right to speak out, the right to live in a world where they didn't have to worry about violence being perpetrated against them. He was so deeply moved by it. And I knew that when I came back to my own country, that I had to find a way to help 52% of our population become less marginalized. We had to get these women to the proverbial table. Otherwise, the world would never heal. It would always be full of turmoil and strife, and basically the planet itself be unhealthy.
That was actress Sally Field. She's a board member of the NGO Vital Voices. Elise Nelson is the president. They were in Seattle opening the Vital Voices of Northwest office. This is The Record on KUOW.